Appoggiatura, a novelette in 20 parts by Jeff Vandermeer. Originally published in Logoria, an anthology edited by John Klima and published by Bantam Spectra. This is a special presentation of Lies and Little Deaths, a virtual anthology. Read by Jason Eric Lundberg. For more information, visit virtualantho.blogspot.com and logoriabook.com. Part 8. Euonym. That first night on the train, we were so free there was nothing to do but yell out the window at the darkness, into the cool breeze laced with honeysuckle and coal smoke. Our father always thought he knew the value of a good and true name. He named us eczema and psoriasis, much as he would name a medical procedure. It was an odd choice by a sometimes secretive man. Yes, my sister and I had had disfiguring skin conditions as children, but this was so minor compared to our other problems. We were conjoined twins. Before our first birthdays, our father performed 3 surgeries to separate us. In a sense, he not only named us twice, he created us twice. Psoriasis looked as if someone had attached the male part of a puzzle piece to her side. I looked like a shark had taken a bite out of me. My real name was Camila. My sister's real name was Anbar, but our father used eczema and psoriasis so much that around the house in Tashkent, we learned to give up those names. We had come to Tashkent because of our father's skill as a surgeon. Despite the repressive regime, the medical facilities there were second to none, as he liked to say. And it was at a dinner party our parents hosted for colleagues from the medical school that someone called me Camila, and, for the first time, I did not respond. Who was Camila? I was eczema. I did not realize then that I might have a third name, one I could choose myself. I was 10. After everyone had left the house that night, our mother berated our father for his cruelty. She was a beautiful, intelligent, tough woman who loved us too much. "How can you continue to call them that?" she asked him as he sat drinking scotch in the living room. "Haven't they been through enough?" At the time, we were having terrible trouble in school. We didn't fit in. We would never fit in. Our father replied, "When I was growing up, I gave myself horrible nicknames. That way, nothing the other boys said could be worse." It was true that our father never treated anyone worse than he treated himself. A childhood disease had crippled his left arm. It was smaller and paler than his right arm. Because of it, our father was kind of a genius when he held the scalpel. He never told us the names he'd given himself in school. Instead, he would tell us that he had used his skills and a green powder given to him by a Smaragdinian priest to reanimate a dead woman's arm, which he then used to replace his own, the better to perform surgery. Another time, we must have been 17, we were sitting at the kitchen table drinking coffee with our mother when he walked out of his study in his bathrobe. He smiled at us and said, "The real reason I call you what I do is that neither of you is comfortable. You never have been. Your brains are itchy, restless, and curious, and there is no cure for that other than death. Never forget that." Then he retreated into his study, padding along in the silly mouse slippers that he'd worn for as long as I could remember. I would like to think that he already knew our plans and had forgiven us. A month later, when we ran away on the train, desperate to change the reality that had been imposed on us by the world. A year later, we found the green in the form of the ringmaster who called himself Hermes Trismegistus, and talked like a silk ribbon tied slowly around the wrist. 2 years, and we came up with our first act for the Babylon Traveling Circus. 4 years, and we began to have a sense of what our third, our self-chosen names might be, and how we might best serve the green, and thus ourselves. 5 years later, our father died, without either of us having had a chance to tell him any of this. End of part 8. Appoggiatura is copyright 2007 by Jeff Vandermeer and is made available through a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Music provided by The Church and is used with permission. The remaining 19 sections of this podcast can be found via subscription or direct download at virtualantho.blogspot.com.